Meet the People of MCB with Chip Haley and Denny Huff. Brought to you by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Now, let's meet the people. Another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Denny Huff.
And I'm Chip Haley. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yes.
And welcome to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. And you know, Denny, I was thinking, where would this organization be today if it wasn't for our special guest?
Well, yes, our special guest and all of our office staff that we've had over the years. We appreciate all of them, but I tell you, people have been clamoring and requesting and just pounding down our doors wanting to get Virginia Drapkin on here. So we reached out to her, and she readily agreed to be our guest today. And good morning, Virginia.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Appreciate you taking your time out of your busy schedule to meet with us here and let people know more about Virginia. So you are not visually impaired. You're sighted, thank goodness. And you have been working. Let's start with that. How long you been working for MCB?
I started in April of 2010. So I'm looking at coming up on 12 years.
Wow. I think that's probably a record for office clerks or office workers.
Staff. Yeah.
It's actually a record for me. Generally speaking, in my career, I'm usually one of those 4 or 5 years and move on.
But yeah.
MCB does give a lot of different things to do. So.
Well, good. Oh, it's a variety. It really is. So
definitely.
I know I was president when you were hired, and you were hired by actually Jennifer. I believe she was our ED at that time. And Eleanor is also employed there, a clerk. I think she came in probably a couple of years earlier than you did.
That is correct.
2008, something like that. But anyway, you do a great job, and you're married to, what's his name?
Mark. Mark and I have been married for 16 years.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. Yeah, we ran off to Vegas and got married.
Oh, did you really?
Right? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, that's the kind of stuff we like to know about, you know?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
you know what? In hindsight, he wanted Elvis to marry us, and I was like, this is our wedding. In hindsight, it's like, you know what? That probably would have been memorable.
Yeah. I hope it was Elvis impersonator you were talking about.
So. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. We have kind of a indirect connection, you and I. You have family here in St. Clair. Your maiden name, I think I went to school with some of your relatives.
Probably. Lackey. That would be on my mom's side.
Yeah. Yep. And are you originally from Missouri?
I am. I was born in St. Louis, but I was actually raised in the South. I lived in Texas, Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, Florida.
Goodness.
All over the South growing up. Yeah,
so
we moved a lot.
Why did you move so much? Was your...
I have no idea. I know people would always say, were you in the military?
Yeah.
Nope.
That's the first thing to come
no
to mind.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay. And you have one son. Is that correct?
I have two sons.
Two sons. Okay.
I have two sons. The youngest one, Bobby, is in the military. He actually was in the Army, went to Afghanistan. He came home about 5 years ago, but he just recently went back in.
Oh, good.
I think he may be thinking about doing it for a career. So.
Oh, okay.
And then I have another son that's a couple years older than Bobby. His name is Calvin. He's special needs. He lives in assisted living. Wonderful human being. He's 37,
yes.
Going on 5.
Okay.
So I always get to keep a child around.
Oh, yeah. That's great. That's great.
Yes.
Chip, I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah. Virginia, prior to your coming to MCB, had you had any experience working with the blind community?
Actually, no, I had not. I've worked for nonprofits. I always liked working for nonprofits. I like to help people. It's just in my nature. But I had not worked with the blind. I know that both of my grandfathers were blind when I was younger. But other than that, I really didn't have any experience in the blind community.
So what was that like for you, coming into the organization, learning about the organization, getting to know the people? So tell us a little bit, how was that, working out for you as you were new to the blind community, so to speak?
I was fortunate to have Eleanor working with me, and, she has a blind sister. So she was able to acclimate me to a lot of the different nuances, such as, the bathroom doors being open or closed, not partial, and, just little things like that. And of course, I talk to people all day long, every day. People are always calling, and the blind community is open. So they like to tell you about themselves. So and probably most importantly, convention. At convention, I really get to know a lot of people.
Yeah.
Especially working at that registration table. Right. It was kind of funny because after you've met someone once, you're supposed to remember face and name.
yeah.
Well, I guess fortunately, after this many years, now I do.
Yeah. And I guess you've learned quite a bit in your time over the years that you've been employed with MCB. But let's just go back a little bit. So tell us a little bit about your work history before you actually became employed by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Tell us a little bit about the kind of things that you did.
Oh, okay. So long ago. I worked at accounting firms and engineering firms, generally as an office manager or as an executive assistant. I was hired into MCB as a secretary simply because for the first time in my life back then, I was without a job. And generally speaking, when I left a job, I had another job. So I never had issues getting work. I like work, and I usually catch on to things fast. I like learning. In my older days, I'm not the sponge I was as I was younger, but I think I learned a lot of things that I brought to MCB that have been so beneficial. I learned database management through a couple of my accounting jobs, which I utilized here to create Access database so that we could track membership and track our programs. These are things that were not being done before I started here. And it's so important when you're working in a nonprofit that you can offer those statistics, especially when you're trying to fundraise or things like that. Yeah. So I do bring a lot of that kind of stuff. Yes. I also, the accounting background, I had proficient knowledge of QuickBooks, proficient knowledge of Microsoft Office and Access. So I was able to bring all those skills with me here. Yeah. And it was almost like a blank slate.
Yeah.
Our membership was kept in an Excel file. Everybody in the office had a different file. So obviously we all know what kind of problems that can cause.
Yeah.
So putting it all together in one place to where everyone can access the same information or make corrections to the same information has really streamlined this office. Because we do a lot. We do a lot. Yes. But Eleanor and I know what comes in January, what comes in February.
Yeah.
And that's the exciting part is we don't do the same thing every month. Mm-hmm. There's something different every month.
Yeah.
So it keeps it fresh.
Well, focusing on what you do, all those jobs and responsibility, what do you think is the most difficult thing to keep up with in the office?
Oh, wow. That's an interesting question. I'm not sure. I try to keep up with everything. I pride myself in that.
I would assume that, like the first year or two of the convention, getting that organized probably would have been a task or a challenge, but I'm sure you have it down to a fine art now.
Yes, and I don't know that you ever get convention down to a fine art because something new always comes up, but it's definitely much better than at first. The first couple of years were scary. because I knew I was meeting everybody and I needed to make a good impression and I wanted to do a good job. And I am also, I like to be on time. Big on that. Mm-hmm. So the whole crunch and getting everything done in time, that's so important to me.
Then before we move on to something else, sure. I did want to ask Virginia, though, you know, you mentioned your husband, Mark. Virginia, what kind of work does he do?
Mark is retired from Chrysler. He's actually done some driving for some MCB members in the past. Nowadays, he just pretty much stays home, especially with COVID, because he has had heart attacks. He has had stage 4 cancer. He's actually he retired with disability from Chrysler because of that last heart attack. So he has been cancer free for about 6 years now. So that's good.
Awesome. Yeah.
But they had to cut out 75% of his liver. Yeah. Thankfully, the good part was good. So it can regenerate.
Yeah. Well, I know one, you know, talking about all your skills that you brought to MCB, I know that probably one of the pieces of equipment in the office there is that you probably weren't really familiar with, and that is the Braille embosser. So how was that for you to start using that?
At first, because I did have a little bit of trouble getting feedback, and I am that type of person. If something's not right, I want you to tell me it's not right so that I can correct it and do it better next time. And I was really having some difficulty getting there. Fortunately, when Chris came on board, he would give me that feedback, and I learned, you know, not to put so much bold, not to do those tabs so much, to do commas and things like that, to where now I get compliments on the Braille. So I do feel
awesome.
People,
that's great.
People like what they're getting, but that's a big thing for me. And going back to what Danny asked, that's the most difficult thing for me I've found in this position, is getting that honest feedback. Instead of wanting to give me honest feedback, a lot of times I'll hear things through the grapevine. I just assume people just let me know, you know.
Yeah, I think
what
that happens
to
that,
make it better for you.
Yeah, that happens in every organization, though. They don't want to, you know, when you're doing such a good job, Virginia, they don't want to take the chance of offending you. So,
I understand that.
Yeah, yeah. So, tell us, after you spend all your time working for MCBs, or what do you like to do for relaxation?
I'm a reader. I like to read. I read a lot of books. I dig through pictures a lot. I pull out my pictures. I like to do projects around the house. I'll just decide to put shelves up or something like that. Yeah. I don't have any, you know, real dedicated sideline things that I do. But I do like to read a lot. I read a lot.
So do you like the hard copy or the audio books or what?
With my eyesight, I had given up reading there for a few years because it just was getting so difficult. I'd get headaches and my eyes would hurt. Mm-hmm. And then I discovered Audible. So I don't know that I'll ever go back.
Audible to the sighted is like Bard is to the blind.
That's right.
Exactly. Like, I can't believe I pay $14.95 a month for that, and every time I go to the book, but a book would cost that, and I get $3.
Right. Yeah.
Did you ever do much traveling, Virginia? I mean, I know, not like what you were talking about as a child, but you know, just kind of the different places that maybe you'd like to go visit.
And I love to do 3-day, 4-day trips to go to ball games. You know, we like to travel. Maybe we'll go to a baseball game in Detroit, a baseball game in, you know, Chicago or anything. Not Chicago for baseball, but we'll go to a Red Wings game or something like that. We're into our sports, and that's kind of how we do that. And sometimes we'll take my son to concerts because he does like concerts. And I just, it's concerts are funny. It's like when you get older, it's just not the same.
Unless
I
it's
how late?
Unless it's an older entertainer, you know.
But that's generally what we like to do on our vacations, is take those small jaunts, since we're both homebodies. Mark and I are both very much homebodies.
Do you like entertaining, having guests in and dinners and things like that?
On occasion, yes. We invite friends over because we don't go out for New Year's. We'll generally invite a couple or two over, and I'll just make a nice dinner, and and we can relax with friends. I also invite family and friends over for the holidays, for Thanksgiving and Christmas,
so
and
if you,
things like that. And yeah,
yeah. So if you had a choice of any restaurant in St. Louis that you would go to, and somebody would pay for the meal for you, where would you go?
Actually, you're not going to believe it, but I think my favorite place is probably Texas Roadhouse.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That filet is unbeatable.
Oh, yeah. 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 I like Texas Roadhouse too. They got some really good food there.
Yeah. Yeah. They sure do. I wanted to ask you, Virginia, in your time with MCB, probably almost now a dozen years, is there anything about the organization that stands out in your mind? Something really significant that has changed? And maybe had to take a step back and say, wow, man, gosh. So is there anything that maybe really stands out in your mind that's taken place in your time with MCB?
Interesting. Honestly, I don't know. Not really. I think that for our organization, we are an older organization, so most of us are the same. We don't like change. And I think we have handled our last two virtual conventions quite well, considering those circumstances. But I think everybody's looking forward to getting back in. And seeing everybody again. I know a lot of our members, that's kind of like their vacation, to where they get to see their friends and see their buddies again. So everybody's seems much more joyous.
Well, you know, I was sitting here thinking, you know, you were talking about, and Denny was kind of pointing out some things about maybe a busy time during the year. And I was really thinking another really a busy time of the year is during the MCB legislative days. That's really got to keep you pretty busy. Not just on the state level, as well as on the national level, because you really put in a lot of work.
Yeah, that is a very busy time because we've got at the end of February, we've got the national, and then in March we do the state. It's gotten easier after doing it for so many years. I know what I'm doing, but it definitely is a lot of work, and that one keeps me busy for sure.
Heaven forbid, should you ever need to step down or whatever, could somebody just walk in and take over for you? Do you have it organized well enough, Virginia, that, you know, people could just...
I believe so. Yeah. I believe if it was... I'm one of those people who do not believe anyone is irreplaceable. Everyone's replaceable. It's just finding that right person.
Right.
It would need to be someone that is acclimated in an office structure. Mm-hmm. That has that experience with QuickBooks, with Access, and with Microsoft. As long as they had those, I think they'd be able to step in, and here's why. We have a daily, or a what we call our desk manual. It shows everything we do the beginning of it shows everything we do daily, everything we do weekly, and everything for each month. And
that's where I was going with that. I thought you were organized like that.
I also write everything down pretty much. Mm-hmm. I am a note taker. So I probably have 15 notebooks since I've been here.
Wow.
To where someone could look. I've probably gotten rid of some over the years, but there's probably five or six that a person can actually look back at and see my notes on stuff that I do. But I absolutely think somebody with some experience and skill sets could absolutely step into my role.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. That I knew that you were pretty organized and do a lot of things on the side to keep track of what's going on in MCB. And we really appreciate that. Sure.
You bet. So, you bet. Yeah.
Chip, any other questions?
Keeps me sane.
Oh. Well, I'm not sure about that, but you know,
I'm really going to put Virginia on the spot.
Uh-oh.
And Virginia, I know you've came in, as you said, in like 2010. Denny was president. You've worked a time when he was president. You've worked a time when Patty Shanlaw was president. And of course, with our current president, Naomi Sewell. Looking at those three presidents, is there anything that maybe stands out in your mind? What was the most difficult, to work with, or which was the one most easiest to please?
So, now.
That's not fair, Chip.
I don't even think I'm going to go.
No,
there.
I wouldn't either, Virginia. No,
I don't think that any of them have been bad presidents or hard to work with by any means. I will say I did like Denny's summaries after board meetings, because then that's one thing Denny did that I really appreciated, because I knew exactly what happened in the board meetings, because he'd always shoot me over that summary. So I will say that was probably one of my favorite things. I haven't had any real issues with any of the presidents. Sometimes I probably, I'm the type of person that I will offer my opinion, but I don't really care if you take it or not. That's on you. So sometimes I have to bite my tongue a little bit, because
there were a few times that I came to you and asked your opinion on different things, because I did appreciate what you had to say and what you your input and everything, because you deal with deal with the membership on a daily basis more than the president does. More than anyone else. So you're on the phone with them constantly, and I just don't know how you keep up with it all, Virginia.
You want to hear a funny story?
Sure, yeah.
I would say at least maybe at least once a year, probably, I will get a random call, and I'll be talking to them for 10, 15 minutes, and somehow, so are you blind? Well, no, honey, I just was dialing numbers so I could find somebody to talk to me.
No kidding.
Oh, gosh, wow. Well, I bet you, Virginia, you probably have to keep a bottle of aspirin in your desk, for headaches.
She just passes it on to Eleanor.
I'm pretty easy going, and I also, even if I'm upset, it rolls off pretty quick. I am not the type of person that holds on to stuff. Life's too short for that.
Well, that's one thing about you, Virginia. When you answer the phone, you can't tell that something bothering you or whatever. Right. You always have that great positive attitude when you answer the phone. And I appreciate that so much. I really do. That's the way it should be. Very professional. So, Chip,
thank you.
Ask your question.
All right, Virginia. The big question that is there anything about Virginia Drapkin that really nobody really knows, maybe just between you and your husband, Mark, especially those that are in the Missouri Council of the Blind? Is there anything that about Virginia that maybe you'd like to share with folks?
I guess I could tell you that my favorite all-time career is being a mom. I absolutely loved being a mom and raising my kids. They're all raised now. I did go through the loss of my daughter, my oldest child. When she was only 15 years old, she was killed in a car accident by a drunk driver. That's something many people don't know about me. But what that has done in my life is made me really understand what's important in life.
You bet,
What's important in life is those that are closest to us. And we always want to keep our minds open, because we don't know what other people are going through in any moment in time. So I think I bring that to my job, because I know when people are first starting to lose their sight, and they don't know what to do, and they don't know what to turn, and they dial MCB and they talk to me, I can just listen. I find that to be a strength. I consider it a strength, because they'll make me cry, but then in the end they'll feel enlightened that there really is help.
So I enjoy
that part.
I can identify with what you were saying there about your 15-year-old daughter. I, too, had lost a 16-year-old daughter due to an automobile accident. So I can understand what you had to go through.
And it changes everything. It just changes how you look at life. You no longer are you. We all sweat the small stuff sometimes, don't we? But we try not to sweat the small stuff so much, because we know what's really important.
I was thinking about that the other day, Virginia, Chip. You were talking about what's really important in life. And so when you accumulate things, and I call them things, you accumulate those, but what are you going to do with them when you're gone?
That's exactly right.
What's important is the memories that you leave behind with your loved ones, your family. Somebody asked, I asked an older lady, what does it mean to be successful? And she said immediately that you can look back and say that you have good memories and that you're pleased with your life. So that's what success is.
Oddly enough, the night before, my daughter was killed on just after midnight Thanksgiving. So that Wednesday night.
Wow.
And those 3 days, that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I had just attended a Franklin Covey workshop through my job. Mm-hmm. And that last day, she had us take a piece of paper and tear it into four pieces and put the four most important things in our life. And then from those four pieces of paper, she said, okay, take one of those pieces of paper and throw it on the floor. And then throw that second piece on the floor, and then throw that third piece on the floor. She said, now see, look at that last piece of paper you have in your hands, and no matter what, I bet you it doesn't say work.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's most important to you. And you're not going to do your best at work unless you're doing your best with what's most important.
Right. Yeah.
So we would all know what was on that list was my kids.
Yeah. So could you honestly say, Virginia, I mean, even though it is work there in the office and everything, but you've made some, some pretty good friends, within the organization, of MCB.
Sure.
And yeah.
Sure.
Absolutely. I have one final question, Virginia. Your last name, is it pronounced Drapkin or Drapkin?
Drapkin.
Okay. I think I heard it before when you first started working for us. It was Drapkin, but I just wanted to make sure. We wanted to get it right. So
generally speaking, a rule of thumb for me, and it may not always be true, if there's an E, it makes that vowel sound long.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything in closing you'd like to say, Virginia?
No, just thank you for your time. Was interesting.
Okay.
And what, I know you're friends with both Denny and I on Facebook, so, and I'm sure he'll tag you whenever he posts this podcast up on Facebook, so all your friends will be able to listen to it as well.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, thank you, Virginia, once again. Yes. We'll let you get back to your busy work, your schedule, and appreciate all that you do for MCB.
Really. Amen. Good, that's so. Right. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Enjoy your holiday. Well,
thank you. And folks, if you have somebody that you'd like to have on Meet the People of MCB, be sure and give me a call, 636-428-1500, or give Chip Haley a call at
417-540-9703.
Be sure and listen the next time. You might even hear yourself on here. God bless, and happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.